Listeners like you make living on Earth possible each week. Please contribute today by clicking on the donate link to the left of the page. And thanks.
When Conservation International finished an expedition last year off the coast of eastern Indonesia in an area known as Bird's Head Seascape, the scientists had discovered more than 50 new species, including a number of fish. This fertile ocean region has been hit hard by commercial fishing, as well as by the dynamiting and poisoning of coral reefs, and many of these newly discovered creatures are at risk of going extinct. So, to raise some money to fund a protection project for the area, Prince Albert II of Monaco has joined hands with a conservation group and the Monaco Asian Society to host a blue auction. And on the block at the affair, the scientific naming rights for 10 of these new species. Peter Seligman is the founder and CEO of Conservation International.
We hope to raise at least $2 million for the region, and we may exceed that. This is an area that needs financial support. It is an area that is under siege and under threat. What's wonderful is that the government has just decided that their future for their communities is going to be better served if they develop sustainable use of the resources, so that we've got a moment when the communities and the government are saying, we understand how important this is. We want to take some action to protect it. We're going to prioritize caring for this landscape and this seascape.
Now, how did you come up with the idea for this auction?
I was diving in Raja Ampat in the Bird's Head Peninsula in the very eastern part of Indonesia, and was with the scientists that work for Conservation International. And we were talking about this juxtaposition of this exquisite diversity and brilliance and beauty of life, and yet the enormous threat to the area. And we just knew that there was a very, very real need for funding to ensure that Indonesians would have the training to be able to protect it. And the scientists said, why don't we auction off the opportunity to name species after yourself?
Now, looking at your auction book here, there are 10 species on the block. Tell me about some of these creatures and where they were discovered. I see one is a walking shark.
Yes. Well, first, they were all discovered at the center of a region that's referred to as the Coral Triangle. And it's really the area that we believe is the richest in terms of marine diversity of any place on the planet. One of the new species, actually, there are two new species of sharks that were discovered, are called walking sharks. And they're very small sharks, maybe 3 or 4 feet, and they just use their fins, the four fins in the bottom of their body, as feet. You have to really see it to believe it. Now, there are other incredible species that are there. Lionfish, which are lovely to look at with tentacles that stick out from their body, but at the tip of each tentacle is a healthy dose of poison. So that's how they both defend themselves, but also how they capture their prey. And there's flashing wrasses, which are these just beautifully colorful fish that when they want to, the males want to attract the females for courtship, they have bioluminescence. They just start flashing down in the deep. I always think of it as a combination of Dr. Seuss and Candyland.
And they're not so different from humans, and I guess that flashing fish is like the guy in the flashy red convertible at the beach, huh?
Exactly the same.
Now, what happens after somebody wins a bid to name one of these species? How will the fish actually be named?
Well, the chosen name, the name of the bidder or the name of the bidder's child or whatever, will be Latinized. And then we'll be submitted to the International Commission for Zoological Nomenclature through a publication, which is called AQUA, which is a journal of ichthyology or fish. And peers will review it, and they will approve it.
So let's say I had a cell phone company and a lionfish was the logo. I mean, could I have that name in my company? Could it be the Living on Earth Cellular?
Well, the names are going to be reviewed by a panel, so we'll make some decisions if we find that there is a situation that would be inappropriate. We have a panel that can vet that. But theoretically, a company could pass this group and could be approved by this group, and you could end up with the company being immortalized through a naming opportunity.
Peter Seligman is the founder and CEO of Conservation International. Good to talk with you.
Thank you so much. Talk to you soon.
To see pictures of the walking shark and other creatures in the auction, as well as the results of the bidding, please go to our website, loe.org.